This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Please join us and the candidates on our stage in a moment of silence for Justice Antonin Scalia.
Jeb is so wrong. Jeb is absolutely so... That's... Just so you understand... You know what that is? That's Jeb's special interest and lobbyist talking.
I could care less about the insults that Donald Trump gives to me. It's blood sport for him. He enjoys it, and I'm glad he's happy about it.
He
but
spent
I am
$22 million.
I am sick and tired of him going after my family.
The World Trade Center came down during the rain. He kept it safe. That's not safe.
The World Trade Center came down because Bill Clinton didn't kill Osama bin Laden when he had the chance to kill him. He proposed an amendment that would have legalized people here. Not only that, he proposed doubling the number of green cards. He proposed a 500% increase on guest workers. Now his position is different. Now he is a passionate opponent of all those things. So he either wasn't telling the truth then or he isn't telling the truth now.
Marco went on Univision in Spanish and said he would not rescind President Obama's illegal executive amnesty on his first day in office. I have promised to rescind every single illegal executive action.
First of all, I don't know how he knows what I said on Univision because he doesn't speak Spanish.
This is the standard operating procedure to disparage me. That's fine. I don't really
spend a little more money on the commercials.
But if you want to talk about weakness, you want to talk about weakness, it's weak to disparage women. It's weak to disparage Hispanics.
I don't disparage.
And these attacks, some of them are personal. I think we're fixing to lose the election to Hillary Clinton if we don't stop this.
For most of his life, he has described himself as very pro-choice and as a supporter of partial birth abortion. Right now, today, as a candidate, he supports federal taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. I disagree with him on that. That's a matter of principle, and I'll tell you.
You are the single biggest liar. You probably are worse than Jeb Bush.
You know, it did get hotly contested. It was no doubt about it. Shane, I liked your intro from the last time. You know, are you ready to rumble? I mean, this is, it's come down to this. And, you know, and I know some people say, look, if they don't like to see this in their presidential contenders, but they turn it on. I mean, 13.5 million viewers. I mean, there's almost twice as many as what the Democrats got.
Yep.
You know, so obviously people are interested in watching this, even if it is a train wreck.
So do you then not agree with what was said about how if they don't start being more polite with one another, that they will lose it to Hillary? They'll turn people off?
No. That's, I think that's... A mischaracterization. I mean, look what happened here. Who were the four guys that got the most out of the debate in terms of awareness? Now, I don't know how the numbers are going to translate, but you got Trump, you got Rubio, you got Jeb Bush, and you've got Ted Cruz. You have the two others, Kasich and Ben Carson, and they just kind of, you know, they didn't get into the fight.
Yep.
And they didn't engage. And I understand, you know, Kasich was, you know, he tried to be the adult in the room, but you still have to get your points across. And Dr. Carson, you still have to get your points across and come out and make an impact. And it's difficult when you've got this kind of contestation that goes on that sucks out so much of the oxygen. But whatever you can do to get some oxygen and get a breather so that you can make your point, you've got to do it because, you know, you've got a lot of viewers, 13.5 million viewers. That is strong viewership in my estimation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And well, you can say what you want about, being adults and whatever. But I think this passion, the fieriness shows how passionate they are about these issues. And I think that resonates with voters as well, you know.
Yeah, because the people are out, they're screaming out their front door that I've had it with this government.
Yep.
I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, why are they going to Sanders? Why are they going to Trump? I mean, this is a non-establishment contest that's going on, and so people want to see passion. They want to see their leaders getting angry about business as usual in the Beltway and have some sense of confidence that they're going to do something about it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We're in over 270 markets across these United States on shortwave around the world, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern. You know, as we were talking about this contestation that was going on in this last debate, you know, many commentators, as we talked about, focusing on the personal attacks. But I think Americans were happy, especially conservatives, were happy to see that somebody was willing to, you know, fight the good fight on their behalf. John Hart is with us. He's the editor-in-chief of Opportunity Lives. And, John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great. It's good to be on.
Well, you know, I think people may have misunderstood, you know, John, you know, the attitude. But I think, you know, by and large, conservatives on the, you know, just right after the announcement of, you know, the passing of Judge Scalia, it was like, hey, let's take the gloves off. Let's rumble it up here.
But no, I think it was a debate that conservatives wanted to have. You know, the fact is Donald Trump is completely out of step with the Republican Party and conservative movement. So, you know, Trump likes to compare himself to Reagan. But when you look at Reagan, he marinated in conservative ideas for years before he ran for president. You know, 16 years before 1980, when he was elected, he gave the famous A Time for Choosing speech in 1964. So 16 years ago today, Donald Trump was building hotels and casinos and gearing up to launch The Apprentice. So it's a dramatic difference between the two backgrounds of biography.
Exactly. And here you got Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz by comparison, you know, to your point, in terms of marinating a conservative worldview, you know, there's plenty to prove that that's the case. And there's no wonder that there's a challenge to Donald Trump's conservatism.
Right. And there needs to be. And I think, you know, what happened, obviously, with the death of Judge Scalia, you know, it has made the election much more consequential than it already was. So I think in a real sense, you know, you not only have one branch of government on the ballot, but you have two branches because the court is divided 4-4. So there are cases dealing with, you know, with pro-life, with the Second Amendment, immigration, unions, and the list goes on and on. So the next president is going to decide the fate of the Supreme Court. And I think that it bodes well for the proven conservatives in the race, which I would include, you know, most of the candidates still present except for Trump, just because Trump doesn't have the background and he's been a liberal most of his life. And so I think voters are gonna look at his record with increased scrutiny in light of the untimely death of Judge Scalia.
Well, and the candidates, you know, Bush and Marco and Ted Cruz, and even John Kasich, for that matter, really wants that contrast to be on stage. And it would seem at this debate that the contrast is starting to come out. You know, as you say, Donald Trump, you know, I think he's a new conservative. He's starting to make some adjustments, but the language is still awkward for him. He still will default into his liberal perspectives, which, you know, can you live with that? You know, again, it just depends on, you know, what kind of commander in chief, what kind of president you're looking for.
Right. And I think the other campaigns have a great argument to make, Bush, Rubio, Cruz in particular, that do you want a proven conservative or an unproven conservative? You know, someone who's been a conservative their entire life and has a record to prove it, or someone who's had a recent conversion experience, supposedly.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, and that's where the, again, we have to go back to, I was having a conversation with Karen Leland earlier, that, you know, the constituency, the electorate, you know, we the people have to come together and decide what kind of government, you know, can we afford? What kind of government do we want?
Right.
And then we can pick the right person. I mean, we're kind of like doing this a little, you know, upside down by listening to these people and these candidates and what they have to offer. And I'm not even sure that we know ourselves what kind of government, you know, we just know that we don't want what we've had the last 8 years or 7.5 years.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But let's define it, you know, like any other company who is hiring somebody for a job, they have outlined exactly, you know, what they're looking for in that candidate. And I don't think we the people are doing that. We're getting caught up in all the activity and now the hand to hand combat.
Sure.
And we're missing out on what our responsibility needs to be in order to get the right person for the job.
Right. Yeah. And as you mentioned in your opening, you know, there has been and will be a lot of focus on the personal attacks, the accusations of lying and so forth, and kind of the sparks that flew and, you know, interpersonally, so to speak, but what I heard was a very substantial debate about ideas. Mm. And as you say, you know, we the people have a choice to make. It's a solemn responsibility to look at and understand the differences between these candidates. And campaigns are about choices and contrast. And, you know, our First Amendment was created to give we the people the chance to make those decisions in a free and open exchange. You know, the philosopher Milton said that in a free and open exchange, whoever knew truth to be penned by falsity. So the idea is we want to have those conflicts, and they're not uncivil. In fact, that's really what the essence of civility is. It's bringing these issues to light, letting people see the differences, and sometimes the differences are even more in tone than policy, because Trump says a lot of the right things, but you know, when he launches into his what was an MSNBC-style attack against George Bush, you know, that's a clue to voters that maybe this guy is still a liberal. Maybe he's not a conservative because he went into kind of retro Bush-hating mode.
Exactly.
When he said, you know, 9/11 happened on George Bush's watch, and it was a very vindictive, you know, really pretty petty attack on the former president.
And I'm not sure you could substantiate that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, to me, it came out of the confines of a liberal cocktail party. That's the kind of conversation you hear at a liberal cocktail
right.
party.
Or the United States Senate, when you have someone like Patrick Leahy on the floor, who is a fairly strident liberal. I mean, that's what Trump sounded like to me. It's having worked in the Senate for years. It sounded like another, you know, northeastern liberal Democratic senator berating Republicans. Yet here's a guy who's the supposed, you know, front runner. Using the same arguments.
Exactly. So, what do you see coming out of South Carolina here, John?
Well, I think you know I'm paying very, very close attention to what the next batch of polls show after this debate. You know, I'm hopeful that voters are tuning in and really listening carefully to what was said. And I hope we'll see a dip in Trump's numbers and a rise in some of the others. You know, my opinion has always been that Trump has a ceiling of about 30-35%, and that if it was ever a three-way race, he'd have a very hard time prevailing.
Exactly.
But I could be wrong, and you know, the voters are going to make that decision. But I think the more these contrasts are drawn out, I think the more informed the public is going to be, and the better choice will be made for the country.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting because you've got Hillary Clinton wanting to have more debates, and maybe Donald Trump saying, I've had enough debates now because of the exposure that's going on. John Hart, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, John. It's 14 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series, one of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Bill Martinez live.
Tell me.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Fox is with us. He's the chief of allergy and immunology, advocate medical group of Advocate Healthcare in Chicago. And he's going to be talking about a very serious issue about uncontrolled asthma symptoms. Now, more than 22 million people in the U.S. suffer from asthma. Despite other currently available treatments, people with asthma continue to experience symptoms, including coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. One survey found about 55% of asthma patients taking a treatment still remained uncontrolled. Dr. Michael Fox, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Bill.
The fact that, you know, so much has been advanced by way of treatment for asthma, and that there's still 55% of asthma patients taking a treatment still remaining uncontrolled in terms of being able to manage their asthma conditions, I mean, this is a huge number.
Well, it is a large number, and that particular study cited the data for that particular group of patients. Worldwide, 5 to 10% of patients have uncontrolled asthma. And asthma, despite the fact that a lot of research has been done here to date, has no identifiable cause. There are certainly triggers such as cold temperatures, the common cold virus, air pollutants, and allergenic factors that trigger asthma attacks, especially in those individuals who have uncontrolled asthma. But sometimes the maintenance therapy that's used, such as inhaled steroids, which control inflammation in the lungs, bronchodilators, which open up the airways, are still insufficient in taking care of this group of patients with uncontrolled asthma. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited about a new product that has been recently approved by the FDA as an add-on medication to regular maintenance therapy for patients who have uncontrolled asthma. And this product is Spiriva Respimat, and that's spelled S-P-I-R-I-V-A, capital R-E-S-P-I-M-A-T. And for your listeners who are interested in learning more about this product, I'd like to steer them to the website www.spirivaasthma.com. So asthma is tremendously problematic for a large number of people, and the addition of this new product on top of their maintenance therapy can prevent asthma attacks, improve their quality of life by decreasing their limitations in daily activities. And so, as you mentioned, wheezing, coughing, chest tightness, shortness of breath, coughing in particular being something that's problematic to a lot of people at nighttime, or controllable with the addition of Spiriva Respimat for a significant number of these patients with uncontrolled asthma when this product is added on top of their usual therapy.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first new class of inhaled medicine approved by the FDA in, 10 years now?
Yeah, it's been at least about 10 years since a new class of medication has been added to our medical regimen, and that's exciting because it does something differently from the other medications that have been previously FDA approved. And that's one of the reasons that when you add it on top of the other medications, improvement is seen because it's working by a mechanism that is different from the other asthma medications which have previously been FDA approved. So now you have combination therapy where you have several things being done inside of the lungs at the same time by different mechanisms.
I know many like the fact that it's steroid-free.
Yep, that's certainly an advantage because in the old days, we had to increase the steroid dosage for people who were already taking steroids. And while Spiriva Respimat is not used as a single therapeutic intervention, what we call monotherapy or just one treatment, it's always added on to a long-term anti-inflammatory control therapy. The good news is that it's not a steroid, so therefore you don't have to worry about the steroid side effects as a result of using Spiriva Respimat.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were so excited about talking about this new product that we kind of blew by for some people that probably may be dealing with asthma, not even know it. Dr. Fox, what exactly is asthma?
Well, asthma is a chronic inflammatory lung disease. And so there's inflammation in the lungs that causes damage to the tissue, which in turn results in these episodic events of the airways becoming narrow, and we call those asthma attacks. And asthma attacks can be fatal. And the good news is that we are doing much better in in reducing the death rate from asthma as a result of, number one, making an early diagnosis. We know that in certain areas, like here in Chicago, especially in the inner city, some 25 to 30% of the children have asthma, and many of them have asthma that has not been diagnosed. And so they have major limitations in their activities, and in some cases, the reason is not determined. In some cases, the child is thought simply to be inactive. In some cases, the child is thought to be out of shape or be poorly conditioned. And in reality, for many of those individuals, it's actually undiagnosed asthma that's responsible for their decreased activity and for their poor quality of life. And this is contributed to, of course, by exposure to a variety of triggers that make asthma worse, such as air pollutants, ozone, certainly, sulfur dioxide, petrochemicals, diesel fumes, as well as the common cold virus, and as well as a host of allergenic factors, which are not only found in some homes, but also, believe it or not, in the school system, such as cockroaches and rodent droppings, as well as abundant dust mites, as well as the cleaning agents that are residually present hanging around in the air when the children show up at school. So that this particular product, which is approved for children ages 12 and over, as well as for adults, as an add-on medication, can be very useful, and because it's devoid of steroids, is very attractive as an additional add-on therapy for a number of patients with uncontrolled asthma.
Well, Dr. Fox, it's no wonder these kids, you know, you got peer pressure, they're in school, they don't really know what's going on, they become withdrawn, everything, you know, in terms of, you know, kind of drawing into themselves. It's no wonder that these incidences are underreported, they're not realized, because you imagine what these kids got to go through when they're in school, and you know, they become naturally withdrawn in most cases, so it's going to be difficult to figure out what the heck the problem is, right?
Yes, and that's why programs like yours increase the awareness of the condition asthma, for which I'm appreciative. And also another variable, which unfortunately, in the city of Chicago, certainly operative, is violence. And there are data which show that being the victim of violence or even observing violence increases one's stress level, in many cases sufficient to induce an asthma attack. And so if you have a medication on board which can neutralize the tendency of the airways to clamp down and go into bronchospasm, that's a good thing, especially when the medication is devoid of the side effects of steroids.
When it comes to uncontrolled asthma, how prevalent is that?
Well, in the pediatric population, some 8 to 9 million children have asthma. And also in the adult population, while the numbers are higher, ironically, the elderly population has the highest death rate from asthma. And that's probably in association with other diseases that tend to kick in as one is approaching the seventh decade of life. But in the pediatric population, the diagnosis can be made very early. And so that since asthma is a disease which usually occurs during childhood, if there's a high index of suspicion that asthma could be operative when children are experiencing coughing episodes, when you hear noises coming from their chest, when they can't sleep well, when they can't learn well, and when they have breathlessness, especially on physical exertion beyond that which is normal, then one should think about asthma and have that child seen by a clinician, and if it's uncontrolled asthma, preferably an asthma specialist, such as an allergist, immunologist, or a pulmonologist, to determine exactly what's going on, because with the medications at our disposal presently, we can do better.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Michael Fox, Chief of Allergy and Immunology Advocate Medical Group of Advocate Healthcare in Chicago, has been our guest. We're talking about this newly approved FDA Spiriva Respimat. Dr. Fox, 10 seconds here. Where can people go for more information? Remind them one more time.
Well, the website is www.spirivaasthma.com.
Well, Dr. Michael Fox, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Dr. Fox. Have a great day.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life, speak life.
Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Your opinions really do count here if we're going to get this country back on track. It's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It's about an us thing, the United States, and everybody needs to get involved and forget about this political correctness. You know, we can be thankful to, Dr. Ben Carson and Donald Trump for knocking down the walls of political correctness. Because if we're going to deal with the issues that we need to talk about in this country, we need to do so in a way that complements and supports, oh, yes, that First Amendment right that our founders so brilliantly designed for us. But that has to be exercised, appropriately. And I say appropriately in a way that it's not confined and handcuffed to where, you know, you're not sure what to say because you're going to offend somebody and end up in a lawsuit. Well, our next guest is really interested in your opinions, and their clever idea that they've come up with was, as we were just talking just a few seconds ago, was kind of beta tested in Iowa, but proved itself quite brilliantly in New Hampshire. Rick, I hope I'm saying your last name correctly. Is it Malady?
Yes, Malady. Thank you, Ben.
Rick Malady, founder of Zip, the question-answer app that successfully predicted the results of the New Hampshire primary. Rick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing great. It's a pleasure to be here, Bill.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this new app. So tell us about, you know, how you guys put this together. What was the driving force of it all?
Well, the app actually originated out of an argument I had with an associate. We started talking, And then you know how when you get an argument, you're sitting at a table and you start saying, oh, you know, what's your opinion? You want consensus. So we created an app that allows a user to just ask the question and get general consensus right away. It's so simple. You can ask one question at a time. It's not a poll. So simple.
Right. And so with that one question, like you say, it's not a poll. So what's the plus or minus, error factor on those? Is that relevant at all?
Exactly. Yeah. We're getting 500, 1,000 votes to specific questions at a time. So it's really phenomenal. The accuracy is incredible.
Mm-hmm. So probably a lot more accurate than our broadcasting industry, which operates off of the estimates. I tell people all the time, I go, do you realize the plus or minus error factor with these estimates about 38%? They're like shocked. They can't believe it. You know, that people's values of their radio shows are based on a survey with that kind of error factor.
Well, absolutely. Zip the Question Answer app is a great app for everyone to use. It can poll about anything you want, and it's designed for the user. It's not designed for any kind of industry. So basically what you do is you download the app, and you can ask it any question you want in any category. You immediately send that question out to all the other users, and then all the users answer your questions. So you're answering other people's questions, and people are answering your questions. And mm-hmm. the question's about anything. What's doing great is the political arena is doing fantastic. And what we're finding out is all these questions are in our stream organically. So we're not asking these questions. Users, just like anyone who's listening to the show right now, is actually asking the questions. So what we started to see was a major trend in political. And so because we weren't asking the questions, we felt they were really organic. And the questions are really cool because people are asking them. It's 100% anonymous. So nobody knows who's asking and nobody knows who's answering. So we're getting very pure, clean, honest results.
Wow. That's incredible. And then the universe is any Zip app user, correct?
Correct. And we have thousands, tens of thousands of users throughout the United States in every state of the Union, including D.C. And we're trending a little bit older. And what we're seeing is that people are really loving the ability to ask questions without fear. I was listening to, I think it was either Hannity or one of the shows on Fox the other night, and basically what they were saying, they were talking about honesty on these polls, and what they were talking about the most recent debate, and they said something about, he said something like, well, I wish that someone would have asked the candidates, like when they were talking about, more African Americans being in jails, mm-hmm. I wish someone would have asked the candidates, well, don't you find that interesting? Because, I mean, obviously more African Americans or more minorities commit more crimes, therefore there's going to be more of them in jail. And the person who was doing the interview said, well, that they would be terrified to ask that question because of the backlash.
Exactly.
What Zip allows is anyone, whether they're celebrity or not celebrity, to ask a question within our screen and get honest consensus from Americans. And we're seeing that. And that political correctness question that you were just talking about comes up a lot. And people mm-hmm. are really, really tired of that.
Exactly. Well, people want to be heard. They want to be relevant, more than anything else, Rick. And this allows them to be heard. And even if you say it's an anonymous sort of way, so, somebody's not going to be able to sue you, and come after you just because you disagree with them.
That's exactly right, because what you're stating here is statistically correct. Our users, we have thousands and thousands of users, so when someone asks a question on our screen, we're getting anywhere from 400 to 1,000 responses within a few days. Mm. So that's statistically accurate data. Most of the polls you see on TV are anywhere from 200 to 400 people who are being interviewed by someone who either intercepts them or calls them.
Exactly.
They're being put on the spot, and they have to go face-to-face or voice-to-voice with these people. So sometimes they don't answer honestly. This is pure honesty, and what we're seeing is this tremendous information because, as I said, all the questions in the app are generated by the Americans that are using the app.
Yeah, it's not like you're asking a templated question. It's a question that would just come to your heart and your mind at that moment, and you send it out, and you get to see the response. I mean, this is really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. The questions that we're getting are just so visceral. That's what I'm saying. It's really important to know that we, as the founders of this app, we're not putting questions into this app. All the questions are being put in by the American public. That's the beauty of this. And they're all being answered by the American public. And everyone sees the percentage of answers. The second mm-hmm. you see what the response is.
Well, Rick, what about trending? Is this going to give you any kind of trend suggestion, or is it just based on the questions and you got to watch the trend yourself? For example, you know, we just had a Republican debate, and we're looking to see, okay, what was the response after the debate? I mean, 13.5 million viewers. It was hotly contested. And you know, did Trump take a hit, or you know, this kind of deal? Is this going to give us that kind of information?
Trump did not take a hit. In fact, some of the questions we were seeing on there were asking questions like, and I'm going to try to remember them off the top of my head, but I saw one just yesterday that said something like, you know, wouldn't it, you know, because Trump was leading, and basically the audience is filled with special interest groups, you know, do you think that, you know, I think it was something that Trump might have even asked, do you think that that Americans should be in the audience so that we can get a real response and not boos from special interest groups?
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing that Americans are getting very smart to this. They're also getting, very, very disappointed with the super PACs and the delegates, the super delegates that are going in there. And
exactly.
So one of the questions we saw last night was, Do you feel your vote really counts, or are you just being fooled into thinking your vote counts because of the superdelegates? And you look at someone like Sanders, who actually wins by popular vote, and Clinton leaves the state with more delegates. That's not fair. That's not democracy. How is
exactly.
That democracy?
Yeah, no, that's problematic. And the deal was relevant to loading up the audience with special interest groups. Was that verified?
Well, it wasn't verified by me, but apparently, you know, of everything I read, of all the editorial, of all the people that were in attendance, there were a lot of special interest groups in that room.
Mm. And that's why Trump kept bringing that up. Well, Rick, this is phenomenal. I love this stuff. I've got to become one of your users on this. And we'll talk about this later, and definitely have you back because, hey, last time I checked, we've got a lot of primaries coming up.
Absolutely. And this is called the Google of Opinion, and you can get it on the App Store. It's free. It's 100% free to use. It's 100% anonymous. You can download it at either iOS on your Apple Store or on your Android Store. It's this the question answer app.
Okay, great. And then all the information is right there as well.
Take just seconds to download it, enter your information, and you're already zipping.
Well, start zipping, ladies and gentlemen, and get involved in the conversation. Rick Melitti, one of the founders of Zip, the question-answer app on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whatever it takes to join us, whether it's on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk, your local radio station, we're in 270 markets across the United States. In fact, you can even listen to us on cable television as well. The word is continuing to be spread and put out there. We thank you for joining the force to do what it takes to get this country back on track, ladies and gentlemen. It's 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And with the passing of Justin Antonin Scalia, one of the leading conservative voices on the Supreme Court, you know, and this is what people are talking about today, is what President Obama is going to do. And we think it's obvious he's going to want to tilt the court in more of a liberal balance. This is a historic opportunity to reshape the Supreme Court that will cement his legacy for years. I mean, forget about who gets to be the next president. If he, is able to choose his person for the Supreme Court, this could have an incredible amount of influence for decades over the Supreme Court and the direction of our country. An Obama Supreme Court nominee, can it be stopped? What is at stake and what are the options? I guess, those are the main questions that people are asking. And we're fortunate right now to be meeting with Dr. Kevin Guzman, a leading constitutional authority, author of the books Who Killed the Constitution, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution, and James Madison and the Making of America. Dr. Guzman is a professor and chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University and a faculty member at LibertyClassroom.com. Dr. Guzman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very well, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, we have been in a spin ever since the announcement. I say we, those of us who love the Constitution, and we see the passing of a political giant or a constitutional giant, a justice in Antonin Scalia passing. Boy, it leaves just a humongous void and is rattling the timbers of conservatives.
Well, that's true. Justice Scalia was a very important voice for what he called originalism or textualist originalism on the Supreme Court. And not only that, but in his public addresses and through his role in founding the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy, which is a conservative and libertarian forum for debate in law schools across the country. He helped reshape the way that people think about the Constitution. So when Scalia went on to the Supreme Court in 1986, the reigning way of thinking about the Constitution was what most important liberal justice of the 20th century, William Brennan, called the rule of five. With five votes, I can do anything. Scalia's idea was, well, it wasn't appropriate for a Supreme Court justice to do anything, which in Brennan's case meant always ruling in favor of his preferred policy, regardless what the law was. Scalia thought that a judge should behave in the opposite way. He should rule in favor of the actual Constitution, regardless of what his preferred policy was, and that's what he tended to do. So now this is not only the reigning view among conservatives and Republicans generally, but also kind of starting point for discussion with liberal legal academics like Akhil Amar and Cass Sunstein, other leading names on the left. So I think that, of course, President Reagan was the one who appointed him. Attorney General Meese is the one who selected him, and Meese is the one who first laid out this idea toward a jurisprudence of original intent. Meese called his famous speech on this subject, but Scalia was the foot soldier who was on the Supreme Court for nearly 30 years pushing this idea and lived to see it really kind of the reigning notion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have a president who's made it clear that the Constitution is dynamic. So he is consistent with that liberal thought. And that is the dynamic tension that lies within the Supreme Court. You've got a liberal perspective that allows for activism. And then you have the other side, and certainly Justice Scalia was the standard bearer for that side more than anything else. And so you wonder who in the court is going to stand up and fill that void.
Well, it's certainly true that if one, for example, went to oral argument in Washington, or if you go to C-SPAN and listen to oral arguments in the Supreme Court, you can see that while there are other justices who tend to agree with Scalia, Scalia was certainly the leading questioner. He was one who shaped public perception of conservative constitutional thought, and he really was the biggest figure on the court, really even including the current Chief Justice, John Roberts. Scalia was easily the main historical figure on the court these last, well, at least since Chief Justice Rehnquist died in 2005.
Mm-hmm. So who steps up?
Well, that's an open question. I actually don't think it's in the personality of any of the other three conservatives on the court to play the same kind of role as Scalia did in oral arguments, say, or in public speeches. And it seemed likely that the Senate Republicans are going to prevent President Obama from appointing a successor. The majority leader, Mitch McConnell, has already said that it should be for the next president to choose the successor to Justice Scalia after the next election. With 54 votes in the Senate and only needing 41 to maintain a filibuster of elimination president might send them, Republicans can prevent President Obama from choosing somebody to replace Scalia. As you said, it would move the court markedly to the left, although I would note that there are two other justices right now who are over 80 years old, and so if both of them were to decease and be replaced by a conservative after Scalia was replaced by a liberal, we'd end up back with a conservative majority on the court. So really the next election is going to determine this question, not this current kerfuffle.
Exactly. Well, were you disappointed, as I was, Kevin, that the president was so quick to take advantage of this deal instead of, you know, at least – you know, kind of letting the body get a little bit cold here? I mean, he was really quick to talk about he was going to exercise his presidential right and duty to elect a replacement. Boy, he brought in the political right away. And, of course, you know, Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republicans had to chime back. I mean, there was no high ground at that point to find.
Well, actually, I heard McConnell's statement before Obama made his public address on this question, so I think that it actually originated from McConnell's office. This was going to be an issue, and But on the other hand, it was predictable. There's no way that the president is going to forego naming somebody as Governor Kasich, suggested in the debate the other night. There's no way that he's going to say, well, I could turn the court to the left in a way that hasn't been done in 30 years. Really, the court's been moderately conservative ever since Scalia went on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way the president was going to omit to name somebody to fill this position. And on the other hand, it was just predictable that McConnell, who, while he was merely a senator and not yet majority leader, repeatedly butted heads with liberal legal and constitutional thinkers, especially over questions having to do with regulation of campaign advertising and so on. There's no way that McConnell was going to agree, I think, to have Obama name somebody like the other two people he's appointed. The two people who are currently on the court who were appointed by President Obama both stand for the old-fashioned notion. I mentioned William Brennan's rule of five. Again, with five mm-hmm. votes, I can do anything. That really, so ever since the 1930s, the liberal position has been that judges should just say the Constitution means whatever the Democratic Party wants it to mean, and that way further the legislative agenda of the Democratic Party. It's as if the Supreme Court was America's top legislative body. So
exactly.
It's clear that this is a firm line between the two parties. And Scalia actually is, because Meese and Reagan put him there, he is the person who is most associated with changing that fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like, take a stand, but let's take a stand on, you know, something that we all agree on. That's why we've been saying, Kevin, on this show that let's get away from this Republican and Democratic thing. I mean, that's what separates and divides us and, of course, leaves us vulnerable. And this has been the case, and why I believe one of the reasons many of us believe that this country is on the wrong track. And, you know, philosophically, I don't know if we rise above it or if we just stay, you know, contentious and not find a happy medium there. Without leadership, it seems the leadership of our country has been one to, you know, more divide us than unite us.
Well, if there were a consensus, that would be a different issue. But the problem is that there is a serious disagreement between the two parties here. Again, the Democrats stand for the position that the Democratic Party has taken since what's called the Revolution of 1937, which is essentially that the Supreme Court will allow Congress to legislate on any question it wants, about in any way it wants, essentially. And on the other hand, the Supreme Court will veto state laws it doesn't like. And on the other hand, again, the Republicans' conservative position has come to be that no, this is inappropriate. The Supreme Court's not supposed to be a legislature. It's merely supposed to decide whether state or congressional legislation is constitutional. And that is a far smaller role for judges than the Democrats have had them take since 1937. So I don't think there's anything inappropriate about there being an argument about this. I do think that the idea that judges should just veto any law they don't like is really contrary to the notion of a government by the consent of the governed. It really
exactly.
is on Republicans, for these people who were appointed to office, who never have to answer to voters, to be making up rights or vetoing statutes just because
exactly.
they're going to be consistent with their own views. So,
well, again, Dr. Kevin Gutzman, Kevin, we're all out of time. Thank you so much for being with us, leading constitutional authority and author of the books Who Killed the Constitution, amongst others. Thank you so much for being with us. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.